Okay, I want to discuss, I want to go through the translation and in the process try to bring out a couple of ideas about Akdamas, a couple of ideas that are hinted to in the words of Akdamas. Much of what I'm telling you is coming from this new sefer called Doresh Tov. Okay, someone published this here, a new sefer, Doresh Tov, where he has a rather lengthy... I just need to get a sitter, because I want to use... Okay, now by the way, there's another very good translation if you want to look at in the Art Scroll Interlinear Sitter. There's an Art Scroll Interlinear Sitter. Everyone knows about the Interlinear Sitter. They have a special one just for Shabbos and Yom Tov in the back. It's very easy to read. Big letters, and they have a very nice, precise translation. Okay, let's begin. Let's just discuss some ideas. Okay, much of what I'm telling you is coming from this sefer called Doresh Tov. He has the name of the mechaber is Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Chaim Klar. Okay, so let's see. Opening line: Akdamos Milin V'Sharayus Shusa. Sometimes we have to translate the words backwards. Akdamas means an introduction. Akdamas, milin of words, an introduction of words. And visharayush shusa also means it's a repetition of the same idea. The beginning, the beginning of my sichasi. Shusa means my speech. As an introduction of words, and as an introduction to my speech, Avlo Shokilna, the first thing that I do is Shokilna, is to take Harmon Urishusa, two different words which mean the same thing for our purposes, I take permission. So as an introduction to my words, as an introduction to my speech, the first thing that I do is I ask permission from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to ask Rishus. This obviously is very similar to what we do on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, before we call the Chasen Torah, the Chasen Bereishis, we have a long Merishus. Merishus of the Sanhedrin, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the Torah, and so on and so forth. It is Derech Eretz to ask Rishus. Just like we find the Malachim every day, every Malachim in Nuschat Tefillah, and Noistim Rishus, Zel, Hakdish, Liyotzer, Menachas Shuach. Likewise, we imitate the Malachim and we ask permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah, from everyone assembled, to proceed and to give Shevach V'Hoidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this piyut. Okay, now next line, Bevorin, this is a complicated expression which I don't really have clarity on what this means. Bevore Tre Uslas the Eftach B'Nakshusa. With Bevori means sections, with sections of 2 and 3, which I begin with terror, with fear. Benakshusa trembling. I tremble before you as I now begin to relate 2, 3 sections. Now, what does that mean exactly? The simile will say, just means I want to say one or two things. You ever hear someone, a politician, get up and say, I want to tell you one or two things, and then he goes on to tell you 10 things.
I once told someone he told a lie.
One lie.
He couldn't be married. And he was
with that revival.
So I said, you lied.
You said multiple things. David HaMelech said, Acha Sho'alti Me'ez Hashem. One thing, Acha Sho'alti Me'ez Hashem Oisav Akish. What? Shivti Ve'ez Hashem Kol Mechayai, Lach Sois Me'ez Hashem, Ulevaker Be'echola. David said at least 3 things. Oh, but he said, Acha Sho'alti. He got carried away. like a rabbi gets up and says, I only have a short drush, I took 5 minutes. And then he goes on to talk for half an hour. So some want to say, even though Akdamos goes on and on and on for pages and pages and pages, goes on for a very long time, that's only because it's also part of the praise that the person that's saying the Akdamos got so excited, he only meant to say one or two or three things. I want to present to you two or three things, but I got carried away and I ended up saying not two or three stanzas, two or three sections, I ended up saying 90. There are 90 lines. There are 90 lines in Akdamos. I only meant to say two or three, but what do you want from me? I got carried away with myself. I went from 2, 3 to 90. Now that's one interpretation. Another interpretation, it says here in the art scroll Akdamos, just give me one moment if I could find it, Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos, here it is. He explains the two mean that in Akdamos, if you take, you study Akdamos very well, you will discover there are five sections. I actually saw another sefer that there are six sections. All depends on how you want to break it up. It's subject to much interpretation. But in the art school, it says that there are a total of five sections, two major sections and three minor sections. The two major sections talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, the godliness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the greatness of and Klal Yisrael's emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Those are the two major sections, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the emuna that Klal Yisrael has in the Ribbono Shel Olam and in his Torah. The three minor sections discuss the Malachim, the greatness of the Torah, and the reward of Tzadikim La'asin Lava. Now these, by the way, these sections are not necessarily in order. But the point we're trying to make according to this interpretation is, this is said in the Tiyul Began. He quotes here in the art scroll a sefer called Tiyul, to take a tour in the garden. Tiyul Began. Tiyul Began. Who's from? Ehrenreich, Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer?
No, Ehrenreich.
Ehrenreich, it's Ehrenfeld. Okay, whatever it is, but it's there's a Sofer that says that's how he interprets this word. It's a very difficult an idea to try to decipher. Bevorei sections of two or three, I begin to express to the Ribbono Shel Olam with fear, with ra'ada, with trembling. I'm afraid to bring out these beautiful praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I just want to say two or three things. Or according to this interpretation, I have two major themes that need to be mentioned, and three subcategory, three minor ideas, or three subcategory ideas. The two major is the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the covenant of Klal Yisrael, and the minor things are the Malachim, the Chashivas of the Torah, and the Schar La'olam Haba. For a grand total of five very ideas. Okay, now he begins. Now, after no, I'm sorry, the next one. The next one is Bevare. Now, Bevare means with the Rishus of the Devare, the creator, the one that Devare, like Bereshis, Devare, the created, Vitare, and the protector. Adei lekashi kusha, until its old age. What I'm about to relate now, the two or three things I'm about to relate with trepidation, is going to be expressed with permission. Here is the third time we mention permission. We mention permission in Avna Shakil, that's the second time. Avna Shakil, that's right, third. Harmon, Urishusa, and Bivare. The second line of Akdamos, we mentioned permission twice, Harmon, Rishusa, and now we mention the word of permission a third time, Bivorei. So Sach HaKol, we have three expressions of permission. With the permission of the creator of the world, and with the permission of the one who protects the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does not create the world and disappeared. He is involved in the Hashgacha Pratis. I now begin and he is going to be present until the Adela Kashikush, until old age, till the very end of the world's existence, I now begin to say what I want to say. Now this opens up, this line here is a very powerful line. It is a response to a large collection of apikorsim. There are apikorsim that believe that the Hashem never created the world. The world exists on its own. The Big Bang. That's not so. There is a creator. There is a Bore. Then there is people who believe that Hashem created the world, but he said to the world, goodbye, I'll see you later. He checked out. I put into the world, I created a set of rules and let the world operate on its own, and it just happens, the world operates on cruise control, on autopilot. You don't have to do anything. No, that's not so. Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. He is the Torah. He is the guardian of the world. And then there are people who say that may very well be true, but Kadosh Baruch Hu has reached a state where he's old and weak and tired. Just like we humans get to a point when we get tired and weak and we're limited in what we can do in our lives. Likewise, the Ribbono Shel Olam may very well be true that when he was young, he created the world. And it may very well be true that he was involved in the daily activities of the world. But now already it's been 6,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tired. He watches the world. He intervenes occasionally, but from the sidelines. He's already retired. He's in Kollel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't go and get involved. He doesn't have access to all of the nitty-gritty. Adei L'Kashi Kusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world until the very end. Hashem is vibrant. There's nothing holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. So there are three different ideas of Hashkafa being presented in this one very simple, powerful line. With the permission, the third expression of permission, the one that created the world, the one Vitar, the one that guards the world, Adei L'Kashi Kusha, who's present until the very end of the world. Okay, this is one idea. Another very important idea. We have to understand that Akdamas was written in response to a terrible tragedy, a terrible event in the history of Klal Yisrael. There was an event, we don't know all the details, we do know the details, the story of the people who are on the other side of the Sambatyon River. It was the time, it was a generation before the time of the Crusades, and there was a sakana for a segment of Klal Yisrael, and there was a great debate. And the debate was headed by this person, Rabbi Meir Shliach Tzibur, and he won the debate and he saved Klal Yisrael, or at least he saved this significant a group, a community in Klal Yisrael. And we always find ourselves in a time of tzara. And one of the psukim where we try to compose ourselves and recognize that we have nothing to worry about is three psukim that some of us say after Aleinu every day in davening. After Aleinu, let me go to Aleinu Shachris Tuchol, Al Tira Mi Pachad Pisaim, do not be afraid of sudden fear, Umi Shayas Risham Kisavo, Utsu Eitzav Visufar, they can plan all they want, whatever they plan will be annulled, Dabru Davar Velo Yakum, they can speak all they want, Velo Yakum Ki Manukel, V'Yadzikna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us until Ani Hu. And Anihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present with us until we get old. The Atseva Ani Espal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us until Seva. Ani Asisi Vani Esav Ani Espal V'Amaleit. What we're saying over here in this line to a very large degree parallels what it says here in this pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ani Asisi, I created the world. Vani Esav, I bear the world, which means I protect the world. Vani Espal V'Amaleit, and I carry it. And how long do I carry the world? Ad zikna v'ad seva, as the beginning of the pasuk says. And all of this, take note, comes right after where it says dabru davar v'lo yakum, and after it says utzu etza v'sufar and al tiro mipachat pisam. This is exactly what happened during this period of time, and why, how Akdamas came to be composed, because there were rishoyim that came upon us to destroy us suddenly. Al tiro mipachat pisam. These rishoyim, they wanted to destroy us to the koyach hadibur. They wanted to present their arguments in a court, in front of an audience, and argue, debate the authenticity of the Torah, the truth of the Torah, in a debate. This was a very major thing that thing was going on during this period of time, these great debates that were happening. And all of this is utsu, etza, visu, far, dabur, dabur. They can say all the world they want, but v'lo yakum, all of their arguments will not stand. Why? Ki manu kel. And therefore, and then we conclude with this expression, the adzikna, anihu, v'yatsev, aniesbal, aniosis, v'aniesv, aniesbal, v'amalet, is all paraphrased here in this one line of what it says, bivarei, with the permit, I'm sorry, with bivarei, Devare with the permission, Devare the creator, Ani Asisi, Vitare, Vitare is, Ani Esa, Vani Espol, Vamalet, that's that Tare, Ade Lekashikusha is the beginning of the Pasik, Viat Zikna Anihu, Viat Seva Ani Espol. Okay, so we have here a parallel.
What is the Amalet? How do you translate Amalet?
I will escape, bring escape. I will save you. V'amad, I will bring you escape from your enemies. When your enemies are closing in on you to destroy you, I will bring about your escape. I will rescue you from your escape. So the point I want to make is that these few law, the words, Bavare, Devare, Vitari, Alek, Hashikusha, is really a translation or a parallel to a pasuk that we say every single day after Oleinu. Okay, now, come to the next part. Now we're going to read a few lines together because they all go together. Gevurin olmen lei, mighty, mighty things are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now over here it translates olmen gevurin is mighty, is eternal. Olmen lei is eternal. Gevuras olamen. In the art scroll, they also translated eternal. Strength is eternal to him. Hashem's koyach is forever. And then we go on to say, velosi peik perishusa, and it is impossible to elaborate, to explain, to express all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great things. And we describe this in multiple words. For example, even if gevil ilu rikie, even if the heavens were parchment, kinei kol churshasa, and the forests, all of the trees were quills. Next word, diyoi ilu yame, the seas were ink. V'chol mechinishu, so all the water, the collected waters of the world were ink. Diyore ara, and if all the people that live in the world are safri, are scribes. V'rashme rashvasa, and they wrote down their words in code. Instead of spelling out the entire word, they just wrote shorthand. Even if you would do that, it goes on to say it would be impossible to express. You have to read really backwards. The Dalits, the two Dalits, and the Gimel, the second Gimel, really goes back to what it says, V'lo sipeik perishusa. Even if the heavens were parchment, and the trees were quills, and all the waters of the world were ink, it would be, and all the people of the world were scribes, and they wrote in short code, in shorthand, it would be impossible, v'los sipeik perishus, to go back to the Gimel, v'los sipeik perishus, it would be impossible to express in writing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, what is this parallel?
Nishmas.
But it says in Nishmas. Let me go to Nishmas. Please give me one moment. Musaf le Shachris the Shabbos. Here we have Nishmas. Ilu finu mole shira kayam ule shonenu rino. Let me find it over here. Shemayim v'raglenu ein anachnu yicholim. Okay, one more time over here. Ilu finu mole shira kayam. If our mouths were filled with song, ule shonenu rino. Kahamoin galof, like the waves, the sifsenu shevach kirchavi rakia, like the expanse of the heaven, the einenu miiros kashemesh, our eyes were enlightened like the sun, the chayereach, viodenu ferusos kinishrei shemoyim, ferusos kinishrei shemoyim, veraglenu kalos were swift kayolos, like the swift animals. Ein anachnu maspikim lohoidus loch Hashem lochim lohavsenu lorecha shemecha al achas me olif elif alfi alafim vlivei revos palmatovos shasisim avsim. Okay. What?
Might be also Rosh Hashanah tefillah.
I'm not sure. Okay. So now here's the point I want to make. He says a very amazing. He says a lot of amazing things in the Sefer Derishtav. We just read these couple of lines. that it's impossible to express the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if every human being on this world was a scribe, all the liquid in the world was ink, all of the heavens were parchment, and all of the trees were quilts. It would be impossible. To do what? To express the Gevurin Olmen Lay. The greatness, the might, is eternal lay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to express the Gevurin would be impossible. That is the Pshuta Shel Nikra. It would be impossible to give praise. However, he wants to make the following suggestion to Sefer Darish Toiv, an incredible chiddush to say such a thing. We're not talking about praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about our tzoros. What is Gevura? Gemara mentions Daniel. Daniel, he did not want to say Hakel, Hagadol. Originally, Hagadol, Hagiba, Hanoira. The Goyim have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They've made Klal Yisrael into a joke. Ayei Gevura Isaf. So they removed from the Nusach HaTzvila Gibar, Hakel, Hagadol, period. Ayin, they took away Noira, they took away Gibar, they removed this from the Shemona Esrei after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, after Klal Yisrael found themselves in Golus. Ayin Gevurois, Hashem, you're a Gibar, you're a mighty warrior. How could you be a mighty warrior when you have allowed the nations of the world to destroy Klal Yisrael and to exile them? Ayin Gevurois, until the Anshei Knesses Hagadola came along and they said, Hein, Hein Gevurois. Ezehu Gibor HaKoivesh Es Yitzchol. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu witnesses our tzoros, he witnesses our suffering, he does not respond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enormous tzar, but is able to control his yetzer, because it's for ultimate good that we should, that he should wait until the time comes when he will, where he will save us. So Gevura is associated, this is an amazing idea, is associated with Hashem holding himself back when he witnesses our tzoros. And indeed there is a chazal, he quotes a chazal that actually says, such a chazal, that it would be impossible to put in writing all of the heartache and the tzoros of Klal Yisrael. Talk about the Holocaust. Okay, just talk about one event, one tkuf in Klal Yisrael. Forget about the pogroms, forget about Chmelnytsky, forget about the Mitzrayim, forget about Inquisition and the Crusades and all the tsarists of the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, forget about all that. Just talk about the Holocaust. Is it shaykh to put in writing what happened in the Holocaust? 6 million people, every one of them had a story to tell. Everyone had a family, everyone, even one person alone can write a library of what exactly happened, how his life was destroyed, how everything was overturned. And when you want to multiply that by 6 million, and you want to multiply that by the entire Klal Yisrael, and talk about the whole history of the world, it is impossible. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? It goes to intensify the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like a shocking thing to say. He's taking this and completely switching the interpretation. And also, we have to understand that this piyut was written against a backdrop of a terrible tzara. This generation was a generation which was the hakdama to the Crusades. One of the worst histories in Klal Yisrael. There were terrible things happening in the world. And this generation, they were being tormented. And they were about to be destroyed. 663 people were put to death, died. Great tzaddikim. They were killed by a koimer, just by him touching their forehead. And now he wants to threaten the entire Klal Yisrael. And everyone's afraid of him. There was a threat of Holocaust, of destruction. And what happened? A miracle happened. They survived. And they're writing a piyut to express their survival, a haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing them to survive. But in writing the piyut, they're also bringing out the history of how this came about. And they're mentioning, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're now going to begin. And we're going to begin with trepidation. We're going to start the Eftach B'Nakshusa, three expressions of permission, Harmon, Rishusa, Bivore. We're now going to begin three stanzas, two ideas, three subcategories. We're going to describe the fact that you've caused us to survive Adela Kashikusha, which comes from the pasuk of Churban. Anihu Altira Mipachat Pisan. But Ribbono Shel Olam, how long can you be a Gibor? Gevura Omalei. You're such a gibor. Your gevura is omen, is eternal. It's beyond our expectation how you can stand back and watch our tzaris. You want to know about our tzaris? Vlasibek pirishusa. I can't even begin to describe in words to express our tzaris, which you are witness to, and which you hold yourself back and refuse to respond. Gevil ilu rikiye kinei kol chushasa. If the heavens were parchment and the trees were quills and the ink was water, we could not put in writing our tzaris, which you have shown the need of Gevura not to respond to. Isn't that Chiddush, to say such interpretation? To translate the words in such a fashion? That's not the way the average person looks. The average person takes this and connects this to Nishmas. In Nishmas, we're talking about giving Shevach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're not talking about giving Shevach V'Hoidah. Here we're describing our problems. And the problems that you know about. And you choose to not ignore, but to restrain yourself from responding until the proper moment in time. Okay, let's go to the next line. We're almost out of time. Just a few more things. We'll stop. Hadar Morei Shemaya V'Shalit Biabesha. The splendor of Hashem is in the heavens, and He also rules on the Biabesha, on the dry land. And this is a very powerful line, because we connect this, the Darish Tov connects this to Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu took Eliezer, he told him Hashem Elokei Hashamayim. When we gave him a bracha, and he told him about his history, he said at one point in this conversation with Eliezer, he referred to Hashem as only the Elokei Hashamayim, and later in his discussion with Eliezer, he said, Elokei Hashamayim v'Elokei Haaretz. I don't remember the exact words. And Rashi, their comments, says, why is there a change? Why in one place does Hashem say, Elokei Hashamayim, and later he says, Elokei Hashamayim v'Haaretz? So he says, because originally, Avram said Hashem was only the Elokei Hashamayim. No one in this world believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I was Avraham Ho'ivri. I was on one side of the world, and the whole world was on the other side. Hashem was only in the Shemayim. On this world, He did not exist. But now, through all of my effort, my work, my avodah, I have brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down from the Shemayim. I've also made Him the Elokei Ha'aretz, the God on the land. So here, it's exactly what it says, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Hadar, Marei Shemaya, the majesty of the master of the Shemai, of the heavens, but you also Vishalit Bayabeshta. You also, your Kedusha has also come down to this world. We know about you here on this world. The world also at this point in time recognize your greatness. Hakeim Olma Yichida. The next one, you have established it all alone. There was no one there when the world was created. You created the world alone. The Chabshe Bechabshusa. And you controlled it. You controlled its expansion. You restrained the world. Now, what does this mean? This means you created the world with the Shem Shakai. Shakai means Sh'omar Le'olamai Dai. When Hashem gave the command the world should be created, it was coming to a point, it was expanding, where it would have been obvious to all that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. At that moment, Hashem said, Dai! The world should stop expanding. I want it to be hidden from the world that I am its creator, so that man can find me, and by finding me, he will achieve the purpose of creation. So here it means that the world was created with the koyach of tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. Hakeim olma yichida. He created the world all alone. V'chabshe b'chabshusa, and constrained his koyach, he made the world anonymous. The fact that no one should know that he exists. I once heard a beautiful mashal to this idea that you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone once said, how do you know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam? There's really a Ribbono Shel Olam, you should see him all the time. So the person responded with a mashal. You ever go to a department store where they have glass walls outside, inside, and there are people standing the whole day cleaning it? Sometimes the glass is so clean, you walk right into the glass. you don't even realize. But there's a machitza, there's glass right there. Yeah, the glass is so clear, you don't even see the glasses there. They advertise different glasses, it takes away glare, all these things. You don't even know you're wearing glasses in such high quality. The Ribbono Shel Olam is even greater. Not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so pure, so clear, so pure, you can even walk right through it, and you won't even know the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. At least in this world, if you have glass, The glass is so pure. It's so clean. There's no defect in the glass. You don't see it, but you can touch it. You bump right into it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so pure. It's so tahar. You can even walk right through it. But it's everywhere. That's the mashal of the tahara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the intense degree of purity. Okay, let's do one more line. Uvolo le'u shachlele. Le'u means fatigue. Allah means without. Shachlele means perfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu perfected this world without even developing a sweat. It was a piece of cake. Hashem is so infinite to create this world did not require any effort. Uvelo tishashusa, without any weakness. Uvaosa kalila, without fatigue. Hashem created the world. Don't think that it was a big deal to create the world. If we would have to go and just make a chair, to go make a chair, a little box, spend the whole day sweating and working and concentrating in order to perfect a little teeny thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, nothing. It's nothing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So there's a v'lo le'u, without any fatigue, shakli, Hashem perfected the world. V'lo tish, shasut, without any effort. V'asa kalila, with a small letter, the less ba me shashu, so that has no mamashas. Which letter did Hashem use to create this world? Ki b'ka Hashem tsur oylamim. There are two letters. The yud was used to create oylam haba, Olam HaEmes, and the Hey was used to create Olam HaZeh, this world. The letter Hey from all the 22 letters of the alphabet has the least mamashas. Ha! You have to exert, you need the least amount of effort to express the letter Hey. Ha! Ha! There's no expression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world what's called an Oysa Kalila, with an insignificant letter. Insignificant letter is the letter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create this world. Now, why the letter Hey? What else do we know about the letter Hey? So he explains here in the Sefer Derech Tov, the letter Hey is a letter which is Merames on Tshuva. Why did Hashem create the letter world, the letter Hey? That if a person does an Avera, there's always a Pesach to get back inside. The letter Ches and the letter Hey are all the same, except the letter Hey, there's an opening in between the bottom and the top, there's an opening. Why? Hashem says if you made a mistake, you want to do tshuva, you want to come back in, there's always an opening for you available to come back in. So that's what the Pasuk of Yer means. That's what it means to be in the Pasuk of Yer. You created the world with praise. Everything over here is a praise. Hashem, you're infinite. Without any effort, shachlele. With a light letter, the letter Hey, the lesba mishashusa. You created the world in order to make it easy for man to enter. Okay, then we go on. Let's just because the next part is about the Malachim. So this is the section. Well, two more lines, we'll finish. Two more lines, because this concludes the first section. Zamin kol avidita b'hachiyo mishisa. You created the world in 6 days, and on day 7 is Shabbos. And this last line here of Zion is describing Shabbos. A very beautiful description of Shabbos, and it parallels what we say every Shabbos in right before Yishtabach and Nishmas. Zehor Yikorei, two words which mean the same thing together, which mean this is majestic splendor. Ali, you ascended. Alei Chorsiye De'eshasa, on a chariot, on a throne of fire. So the first line is Zamen Kol Avita B'Hach Yom Hashisa. So you prepared, you created the world on 6 days, and on the seventh day you sat down on the Kisei HaKavod, which is described here as a throne of fire, a Chorsiye De'eshasa, a throne of fire, and you. Ali means you ascended. Read everything backwards. On a throne of fire, you ascended, which is the Zehor Yikorei, the splendor of your majesty. So, and now, how do we know that this is how we refer to it on Shabbos? Because what do we say in Nishmas? HaMelech Yoshev Al Kiso. Let me go to the exact words of the Psuke de Zimra. So that's Shabbos. Why do we only say this on Shabbos? At the end of Psuke de Zimra, we come to Akel Bisasumo Suzecha, Hagadol Bichvot Shemecha. This is not even part of the Nishmas. Agibar Lonetzach Vehanara Binori Osecha, Hamelech Hayoshev Al Kisei Ram Benisa, Shachin Ad Maron Vichadoy Shemo. Why do we say this only on Shabbos? Why don't we say this on the 6 days of the week? There's no part of the Nuschah that we say this only on Shabbos. Hamelech Hayoshev Al Kisei Ram Benisa, on Yom Tov Oskar, Yom is Main Shabbos. Why? Because Look at Thomas. And Thomas is giving us the secret. And Thomas is telling us that's what Hashem did on Shabbos. The first 6 days a week Hashem was busy. He's busy. He's creating the world. He only sits down in the Kisei HaKavod on Shabbos. Exactly. Zamin kol abiti v'achya mashisa. The first 6 days you're busy making ready all of your work in creation. And now that Shabbos has arrived, read it backwards. On the chorsiyeh de'eshasa, on the throne of fire, alei, you ascended. You're Yosef. Zehar yikarei, that is the splendor of your glory. Okay, so now next part, the next 12 lines, we're not doing now, we'll do tomorrow, we'll do nether, is all about the Malachim. If you want to take a course in Malachim, Malachim 101, this is the place to go. I don't believe anywhere in our liturgy do you have a description and the secrets of what goes on with regard to the Malachim Hashavis like you're going to see in the next 12 lines. All the secrets are here. So over here, to review what we've done, the first line is, we take Rishus, we will only want to have a general Hakdama, 2, 3 sections. We describe Hashem's Gevura, which is Omen, and we tell it's impossible to express all the various, even if we use all of the resources that the world has to offer, it would be impossible, which simply means Hashem, your greatness, and according to Derish Tov, means all of our tzaris. It would be impossible to relate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a giver, you just sit back and you take it all in and you don't do anything, but yet we praise you for that, and we acknowledge that your splendor is in the Shemayim and the Aretz. You created the world, you created all the Shem Shakai to hold back your mitzams in the klech of tzimtzum. This Kabbalistic term, which is very popular, of tzimtzum, is hidden here in two words, v'chamshe b'chamshusa, and then we created the world without any effort, with the letter hey, the klech of tshuva. A person can always come out, Kadosh Baruch Hu, 6 days, and Shabbos, Yoyesh, Al-Kiseh, Ron, Venisa. Okay, we'll stop here.